بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي حديث فقلت إنه قد حك في صدري المسح على الخفين بعد الغائط والبول، وكنت امرأ من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فجئت أسألك هل سمعته يذكر في ذلك شيئا. The hadith that we were reading in this chapter of Tawbah and Istighfar, how important it is to make Tawbah Istighfar and what the great virtues of Tawbah and Istighfar are. We read about the Sahabi who went to another Sahabi, Hazrat Zayd bin Hubaysh radiallahu anhu, and he asked Hazrat Safwan ibn Assal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he came and he asked him about a masala, about making masa on leather socks. So then first he told him the virtues of acquiring knowledge. Even just asking one masala, a person also gets the virtues of acquiring knowledge, and therefore we should always try to find out the correct masalas, and with the intention of increasing our knowledge and to make amal on it. That small action we might think of it very insignificant, we might not even give it a second thought, but it has got great, great value, and the rewards are very great. After Hazrat Safwan ibn Assal radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained to him that what the virtues of acquiring knowledge are, then he told him that actually for what reason he came and the masala that he wanted to ask. إِنَّهُ قَدْ حَكَّ فِي صَدْرِي الْمَسْحُ عَلَى الْخُفَّيْنِ. He says, I got a little doubt, I don't know about the masala of making masha on the socks, leather socks, after going to toilet, after urinating, after number one, number two. I'm a bit confused that after going to toilet and wuzu breaking, can you still make masa on the leather socks or not? Or does there, you have to take out your socks and wash your legs? So he said, further he told him, وَكُنْتَ إِمْرَانْ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And you were from amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So فَجِئِتُ أَسْأَلُكَ هَلْ سَمِعْتَهُ يَذْكُرُ فِي ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا. So I've come to you asking you that perhaps you had heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying something, what the actual masala is. Can we make masa on leather socks or can we not make? And the details of it after going to toilet, can we make, etc. قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes, I know. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did instruct us, and I know the masala. كَانَ يَأْمُرُنَا إِذَا كُنَّا سَفَرًا أَوْ مُسَافِرِينَ. He said that he ordered us, he told us the masala, if a person is on a journey, أَلَّا تَنْزِعَ خِفَافَنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ وَلَيَالِيهِنَّ إِلَّا مِنْ جَنَابَتٍ. That for 3 days, 72 hours, you can wear your socks, leather socks, and keep on making masa on them, except if you are in need of a bath. That is, if you are in need of a bath, you had a wet dream, for example, you met with your wife and you had close relations with her, intercourse, then now ghusl has become wajib upon you. At that time then you have to take it out. Otherwise, you can keep on making masa on the socks for 3 days and three nights. And lakin min ghayatin wa bawlin. That from janabat, when a person needs a bath, then he has to take off the socks and bath. But if it is just going to toilet, number one, number two, you can still carry on making masa on your socks. And there are more details if a person is at home. That is, if he's not on safar, then it's for 24 hours that he can make masa on his socks. And there are quite a few details with regard to this, and we should also try and find out the details. As we get the details, just the knowledge alone also, a person gets a lot of sawab. And then when the time comes, we should practice upon it also, and we can inform other people also of the correct masalas. Also, ulama have written, just as an advice, that at least once in a lifetime a person should wear leather socks. And the reason for that is that the Shias, they don't accept the making masa on the leather socks. Just to prove physically, practically, that we are the Muslims and we follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is not faraz at all. But just that a person has done it and he is now established himself to be amongst the Muslims. So that is just an encouragement, it's not for us. So anyway, with regard to finding out masalas, there is a great reward, and if we have acquired the knowledge, perhaps we don't practice upon it, we don't wear leather socks, but we can advise other people and we can get that reward also. So the acquisition of dini knowledge is a great, great thing, even if perhaps that is not in our practice. Like somebody became an alim, he learned about the masalas, about business, but he himself doesn't do business his whole life. So he doesn't make amal on that masalas. But people come and ask him that masala, he shows them the masala. So that is again more reward that he gets. So acquisition of proper Islamic knowledge is a great necessity, a great advantage, and great, great benefits.